Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The latest reports indicate that the homelessness in our area is again an issue brought about by the ending of the temporary programs that were functioning during the pandemic. Meanwhile, Medicine Hat, Alta, declared zero functional homelessness for 2021 and suggested they can maintain this. Furthermore, Medicine Hat claims that in total, i.e. social, medical, policing costs, it actually saves money. It appears that Medicine Hat solved the homeless issue by providing individual housing with individual support by a team of people from medical, social, and police fields. Shelters, which are commonly promoted, stop people from freezing to death but are not a long-term solution. In our area, the county is the government mainly responsible for housing. So, the question is, if Medicine Hat can do it, why can the county of Simcoe not do it? This writer has the impression that the county of Simcoe is overly concerned with upfront costs and afraid of short-term tax increases instead of looking at the issue over a longer time period. The result is that, while upfront money may be saved, the root cause of homelessness is not tackled. This in turn actually increases long-term costs. With elections coming in a couple of months, I suggest the voters ask the candidates who vie for a county seat, why do we have people sleeping on park benches? Conrad Brenner, Ramara Township.